cold as ice. You're willing to roll the dice for kids. Taking spikes get nice. Now you'll pay the price, I know. You heard from JR, your frozen babies are fine. The candle alone with a baby seat shrine. You need a new womb, your uterus is bugging. How many babies you want? How about a baker's dozen?
Yeah, Greenlee, how about a baker's dozen? That's 13, that's a whole lot of kids. This week on All My Children, Greenlee's embryos are on ice, and Zach's making a maternity martini.
Adam pulls some strings with Crystal.
Get it? Ava discovers she's 1/32nd Mohonk Indian.
And this Halloween, there are no jack-o'-lanterns in Pine Valley, because Kendall took all the candles.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast. I just spit all over the microphone.
That's all right. No worries.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza. And this week, we have a very special guest with us. My good friend, Bobby Bento.
Hello, America.
Bobby just started watching All My Children. He used to deliver my UPS every once in a while when I would order from the Best Buy. Because I don't like going to Best Buy because I don't like crowds. I don't do very well in crowds.
No, crowds are overrated.
Yeah, they're really bad.
I mean, everyone has the same thing in common. They're making purchases.
It's just crowded. And I don't like it because when people brush against me and like push and stuff, I get really mad.
That's how they got that new streptococcus out there from touching.
Well, listen, I don't want no more trouble with the Best Buy people because I'm already on probation, so I got to be really careful. So I just shop online, and Bobby Bento was my UPS man, and he used to deliver my deliveries. And then he got hurt on the job.
Yeah, I slipped, snapped my pelvis in two.
He really did break his pelvis, people. It is nasty to break a pelvis because you can't get a cast.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of ironic because it wasn't from delivering a package that I snapped it. It was from taking one back. I was delivering a flat screen, and I was returning one of them Sunnies. I was returning one of those giant ones with a cathode road, those cathode tubes.
That you can really see? Really? That, like, you can see, like, the finest detail?
Yeah. They got the little three green colors, green and blue and red.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, I'm not much
of one of those.
They're overrated.
We love our high-definition television. Carlos doesn't even let me touch the buttons because once in a while I get really angry, especially watching the program, people. And you know my temper. I sometimes throw things at the high-definition television I have to hold back.
When there's a high-definition newspaper, then I'll get excited.
You like the news?
Well, I don't like to use my bifocals. They make me look learned.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I made him start watching All My Children with me because he's like on disability now, so he's been watching the program a little bit.
Yeah, I've been getting into it. There's explosions and gunplay.
There's too much gunplay this week. I was gonna kill myself with all the dumbass gunplay. A lot of people watch this show, especially troublesome teens. And they do stupid things when they see people like Ryan, who is like Mr. Innocent, like brandishing a gun like all week. He had a gun all week, Bobby.
Insecure.
That's what I'm saying, right? That's like his manhood, right?
Absolutely. I think he's trying to balance it out from all of his dancing on Dancing with the Stars.
Yo, he did good again this week, people.
Vote for Superman.
Thank you. He looks good on that dance floor. And you people know how I love Edita. He and her have so much chemistry. Oh, my God.
The last time I saw so much orange, I was in the Florida orange grove. My God. Stop spraying yourselves, please. What, do you have med flies on you?
Come on, they look good.
They look golden brown.
Oh, people, well, listen, I love them. I hate Ryan's character right now, I gotta be honest with you, but I don't know. Some interesting things this week, Bobby. I guess we could start with Greenlee and Kendall, since we, you know, sang a song about Greenlee's embryos.
That's true. I think there's hope for that little lady. She's going to stop bothering Spike.
Yeah, but we don't know if those eggs are real.
Well, if they are real, let's hope they're not deaf eggs. Because she does terrible sign language. They look like gang signs. Trying to throw signs at that little Spike kid in the park. He's going to grow up and start shooting up a Cleveland school.
I don't say that.
That's not an endorsement. It's a hypothetical.
All right, well, listen, how do we start the week? We started the week with like, Greenlee and Kendall at the park. Like, Kendall's going to continue her evil plan, her evil vendetta against Greenlee. And so she invites her to the park. Was that right? And they, like, she, like, emotionally abuses her. Like, she, like, continues to, like, beat this girl up. Now, listen, you know I'm not a fan of Greenlee, Freakly, Diet Greenlee, Fakely, no, Faux Greenlee.
Kendall is...
But it's a little overboard, right?
It's weird, because Kendall is treating Greenlee less like a friend and more like a third eyebrow. Teasing, tweezing, just abusing her. Just let her be. Let her be her bushy self.
I think so. I don't know. I don't really get it. So what Bobby was talking about was that, you know, Greenlee's all excited because Kendall brings Spike to the park with her. It's like the first time that, like, she's brought Spike to see Greenlee. And Greenlee starts doing sign language to Spike, and Kendall goes nuts. She's like, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, it was a little harsh.
It was a little harsh. So, it was weird. And, like, I kind of missed some of it, but I know, like, right after that, Kendall got called to the hospital, right? Because Spike's cochlear implants came in or something like that.
That's right. He's going to get a conch shell. And they're going to attach it to his ear. And all he's going to hear is the sound of the ocean. But with training, he'll be able to get along with all the other kids who can hear, you know, planes and cars, too.
Oh, that's so mean. Have you seen what the really cochlear implants look like?
It looks like a pan flutes. Yeah, they do. There's tubes.
It's like tubes. Like, it's like, you know what it's like? Do you ever see those Sony headphones? I got them from the Best Buy.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that wrap around the ear, and then the little ear part sticks in the ear, and the rest of it wraps around the ear.
Oh.
It looks kind of like that. Because people, if you go to the ABC website and you check out, like, the video podcast, they had that little boy, that Cassie DePaiva's son that played the deaf little boy, and they had him pull out his cochlear implants, and that's what they look like.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy. I liked it, though. It was neat to see.
Can you get iTunes?
I think you can. I think on certain frequencies.
I'll tell you, iTunes are easier to carry than CDs.
That's right. Ugh. Absolutely.
My lumbar. Ouch.
So she goes to the hospital because, like, Spike can get in to do the surgery, but it turns out that Spike's a little sick.
Yeah, he's not a candidate.
Yeah.
What is it? A tease.
Yeah, it's like a tease.
Dr. Joe Martin's a tease.
He is a tease. And poor Joe Martin, because he had to prepare the actor that plays him, Ray.
Ray.
Ray something. I forgot his last name. Oh, my God. I forgot his last name. He's a legend. He had to memorize, like, a page of dialogue. Now, if you people know Ray, he's an older gentleman, you know.
Distinguished.
That cannot be easy for that man to remember a page of technical jargon. You know what I'm saying? Of medical jargon.
He's seasoned.
He is seasoned. But, like, you know, the mind goes. You know what I'm saying?
My mind was going when he was talking all that medical mumbo jumbo. I don't know. Was it thumbs up or was it thumbs down?
I couldn't tell. So he goes and he says all this stuff about what it's going to involve. And Kendall's like, no. I don't know if Spike's ready. I don't know if he can do it. I don't know. I'm not sure, Zach. What if? And then Dr. Joe says, I'm sorry, Kendall, but Spike's too sick. He can't have the surgery. And then all of a sudden, Kendall changes her mind.
She's course.
Like, but why can't Spike hear? Why? He deserves to hear. My little boy deserves to hear. Why can't he hear, Dr. Joe? Why can't he have the surgery? That's all. You people got to remember this. If you want a woman to do something, tell her she can't do it. Then she'll do it.
What about her other baby?
Oh, I forgot his name.
That's right. Well, he's forgotten his own name. Everyone's forgotten
his name. They never see that child.
The actor that plays that little preemie. He's priceless.
Very, very. He's the best actor on the show.
He's the most subtle one on the show.
Very seasoned, very delicate performance.
He is.
I really like it.
It's all internal.
It really is. Oh, but you know what? Going back a little bit to Greenlee,
mm-hmm.
The way that we got started with this embryo thing was, as you people know, Zach orchestrated it. And we still don't know. He orchestrated saving the embryos when he did the blackout, we think.
That's right.
And he's asking JR to help coordinate, you know, the...
Right. Well, sort of the deception. He's planning.
Yes, the
he's
deception.
Planning the
that,
seed.
Bobby, I'm so glad you're here because that's the word I was that's looking right. for. Deception.
It is. It's like a Decepticon.
Yes, it's a Decepticon.
But there's more than meets the eye
mm-hmm.
with this deception.
And he's involving a lot of people, too. He's got JR involved.
That's right.
He's got Josh involved.
Amanda seems to be... clueless.
She's clueless so far, but you don't underestimate our little beautiful Amanda, especially wearing that purple dress she wore this week. Did you see that purple dress?
Ba-ba-boom.
I called Taylor, people, because he loves Amanda. I called him screaming into the telephone. I was like, Taylor, you can't believe this dress. I was dying. You people know I love Amanda. You know that I'm have a man in my life, Carlos, who I love very much sometimes. But with Chrishell Stiles, I'm telling you, she does something to me, people. I love that woman.
A lot of tape. A lot of tape.
Double-sided, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Double-sided.
Lick it and stick it.
But you know, didn't you think that JR and Zach were very interesting together? Like when they were doing like the back and forth about like how they were going to help each other, whatever.
You know, the two negative forces.
Yes.
Joining forces.
Yes.
They always wear dark colors.
They do.
Grays, violets.
They both have long hair, sort of. Longish hair.
Yeah. They both have good hair. I gotta give him that.
You think JR has good hair? You told me. Who did he look like, Bobby?
He looks like the hunk on Sex in the City. Absolutely. Samantha Jones' boyfriend.
Absolutely.
Absolute hunk.
That's who he looks like. You're absolutely right. I thought that was a perfect description. I told you. You told me all these things this week already, Bobby Bento.
They have almost the same nose, except JR's looks like he has one of those little swimmy things, you know, you put over your nostrils so water doesn't get in.
He does. I wonder if he's ever had surgery. You think?
I think he had
a little bit of work.
Maybe a little bit.
He had to have a little bit of work, that man. Oh, and the interesting thing about that little ear problem that Spikey has. How many months ago did this accident happen, Bobby Bento? I believe it was like 4 months ago that this accident happened.
July.
What was that? July, August, September.
Three months, four months. Yeah.
All right. I'm close.
Right.
I'm in the ballpark.
Right.
So all of a sudden now Spike is having this problem that's right. related to the accident.
Right.
And now Kendall really wants to kill Greenie.
Yeah.
Really wants to kill her. So she goes, right?
Talking about the shrine?
Yes. So she goes.
Right. She goes and she wants to invite Greeley over to her house.
It's the next step in the vendetta. Right.
Exactly. And we don't know if she's coming over for like some celestial seasonings, right. lemon zinger, maybe Madagascar red vanilla tea or something right. like that. Because she's lighting all these candles.
Yeah.
Very romantic.
Maybe that International Foods coffee.
That's right.
The mocha?
Jean-Luc. Yes.
But no, Kendall opens that door and Greenlee looks in.
And you think it's some sort of like matted doll of like a black bear. It's the car seat.
It was the car seat, people. Kendall had made a shrine of the bloody car seat and all these candles.
Unbelievable.
It was really creepy.
And I thought it was going to be a seance.
I thought
sort of like a Halloween-y kind of thing.
Yeah, but I'm like, Spike's alive. Like,
he is.
Would that make sense?
Well, you could bring the ear back.
It's true.
Do a little seance.
Maybe a little levitation.
Now, I mean,
that would be funny.
Ear
she
ghost.
She didn't do that. What does she do? She like gets Greenlee to admit something, right? With
right.
what she was doing, because
right.
Because Kendall knows, but.
Well, they were both squatting down like they were going to pinch one off in an artichoke field. And they hold hands over the car seat and repeat over and over and over again. Tell me about my baby's blood. What did you do with my baby's blood?
It was weird.
It was bizarre.
It was weird.
Very weird.
It was like she says, I want to know. I want to know how you made my son bleed.
I went over this. Accident. Boulders. Kaboom.
There was one good thing, though.
Yeah.
Kendall says, Greenlee, what was the last thing you said? What were the last words my son ever heard? And then Greenlee says, I'm taking you back to your mommy. I'm taking you back, Spike, to mommy. And Kendall breaks down and cries. Didn't you think that was pretty good, Bobby Bento?
I did. The moment before kind of ruined it for me.
Which one?
When she shows the her pink razor phone, that's what saved everyone. Goodness. It was a specialized shot, just a close-up on the phone. I found it very jarring.
Well, on the high-definition television, it was very shocking. It was like this bright pink thing. And
it was huge. It looked like a Cadillac.
Yeah.
Oh, my sciatica. Oh.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh. He's in pain. Oh. Don't do that. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's all right.
Do you want me to get you a heating pad?
No. It's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
I can get you a heating pad.
No.
Maybe some ice?
I'm going
to a little ice pack? I could get you a steak. I got some nice tube steak.
Did you say tube steak?
Cube steak. Cube steak.
All right.
That works really good.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Okay. All right, hold on. Hold on, I'm getting it. Hold on. Okay, here.
Oh. Chili. It's a good thing you broadcast from the kitchen.
You better be careful because Gucci's going to come and try to eat your back.
Yikes. And I do taste good, ladies.
All right, so listen. So then, after all that happens, Greenlee starts to say, like, maybe there's a way we can come back to this and all be family. And she's now referring to, I'm going to bring you people back a little bit. She's now referring to the idea that she might have eggs lying around. Because ultimately, JR does go to see her, okay? And he gives her the news. And first of all, she looked good, people. I got to give it to her. I don't like the girl. I don't like her as Greenlee. But I thought she looked good in her little beige outfit. I like that blouse. She got a smoking body. You got to hand it to her. She got a tight little body. And I thought she looked good. But I thought she was really fake. I got to tell you, when she was like trying to act surprised that Zack Slater had her eggs and stuff, I thought that was really faked.
Yeah, I think that she's hoping that, you know, she'll find some sort of way to become, you know, the mother she's always wanted to be. And I don't know. I did get a little choked up.
Greenlee choked you up? You must be new to the show.
No. The two things I cry at.
He's getting upset, people.
One of them is frozen embryos. And the other one is DHL. What? DHL's a competitor. God, do I have to say that name over?
Why are you saying that name? What is bringing this up, Bobby Bento?
I want her to be happy. She should have those frozen embryos.
What does DHL have to do with it?
No, the two things I cry about.
Oh! I'm sorry. I just rubbed it in, didn't I?
You did.
I said it again.
That's all right.
I said, DHL.
Ouch.
It pains him. You know, I hate to tell you this. They give us a dime every time we mention their name. You just earned us a couple dimes.
Damn it.
All right, but the point is that JR, creepy JR, plays this woman like a fiddle. So she's all imagining, like, Insta family and stuff. So, you know, but I have to say, people, on Friday's episode, I was kind of proud of Greenlee because she finally stood up to Kendall. Like, Aiden's been giving her signs. Like, Aiden is very suspicious of Kendall and how she's trying to get all close to Greenlee because he knows that Kendall hates Greenlee. So she kind of demands it. She says, you know, I want to be your friend, Kendall, but, you know, I can't continue to get beat up by you every day.
Yeah, she's not part of the grieving process.
I agree with her, though. I mean, I can't stand her, but I agree with her, you know?
I do. I was hoping for maybe like a little, like a fight. They should really physicalize it.
I know. We
get a kiddie pool.
Good fight. We haven't had one in a long time.
Some country gravy. Put on some bikinis and slug it out.
Little baby oil, you know.
Yeah, why not?
Be nice.
Sure.
So how do we end the week with those two? I forgot. I was bored. Oh, Kendall vows some more vendetta or something like that.
Well, we did catch her sneaking.
Yes!
With a
giant
yellow gift bag, Odeth.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it.
She was caught.
And Aiden catches us and he says, what the hell are you doing here?
He said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Which I think is well, well, well.
Yes, it's well, well, well. What the hell are you doing here? That's what he said. They don't all speak Aiden. I speak Aiden. And you do too, as I can see.
I dated a girl who is from Aidania.
Is that like the region?
That's where Aiden's from, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, but it's funny because I don't know. I just have an instinct for it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just have an instinct. I have a very musical ear. You know what I'm saying?
You tuned in.
I am tuned in.
You got them one of them, one of them cannolis on your ear.
I knew you were going to say.
You tuned in.
No, I don't have a cochlear implant in my ear. Anyhow, all right, people. So that's the story there. Do you want to talk about Blandy and Richie and Ryan?
Richie has this evil jack-o'-lantern grin.
Weird, right?
Really weird.
That's what I tell everybody.
Every time he's so devious, he has that grin, which I don't know if it's something he's trying to make himself feel like he's more evil than he is.
Yeah, it's like a cackle. He's not really cackling, but it's like a cackle with his face. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's an attempt to be the Joker. And he probably doesn't know that Heath Ledger's already been cast. So he needs to give it up.
Is that true, Bobby Benzo?
That is true.
Oh, my God.
Heath Ledger is the Joker.
I used to love Heath Ledger, but then he dumped my girl, Michelle Williams, who I love, people. I love Michelle Williams.
I hear they left Brooklyn.
They left Brooklyn?
Yep.
I lived in the Bronx, but I heard from my friends down in the hood, in Red Hook, that they lived in the next neighborhood over. And they were real nice, too.
That's what I heard.
They left Brooklyn.
They left.
Oh, my
Goodbye,
God.
Smith Street.
They left Smith Street. I love that street.
Isn't that terrible?
I used to go to that street all the time.
I got good food there.
It's different now. It's all classed up now. They really classied that street up.
It's a shame.
It used to be the neighborhood, you know, the old neighborhood. I could go there, but a lot of people I knew couldn't. I was in with the people, you know what I'm saying? I had connections, you know.
You were down?
I was down. That's what I'm saying.
I'm down with Brown. UPS. Well, I don't care what color you are.
Listen, they're paying him disability. They're paying him good disability. Full salary disability.
It's true.
It's true. Anyway, all right, we start the week with Blandy dying, and I was so happy. I was cheering.
Well, I was completely shocked that she would jump in front of a bullet. I didn't know she was that quick.
She was very quick.
Faster than a bullet. It was
faster
amazing.
Faster than a bullet.
And also, I was surprised at Ryan's lack of coordination. Gun, door handle, recorder. Gun, recorder, door handle, gun, recorder.
Do you want to know what happened to me, though, Bobby Bento?
What happened?
I taped half that episode, and there was a power outage in my building.
No.
And I missed the second half. Oh. And I wasn't able to tape it on SoapNet. So I got the first half, which, first of all, people, I knew the whole time that the whole thing was a setup. It was way too fake because Ryan would not have given two craps about Richie at that point. He would have ran to call 911, an ambulance, the hospital, whatever. So I knew it was fake. But I didn't get to the reveal. So I missed the reveal.
It was pretty ridiculous.
What happened?
Oh, well, all they did was that they were just lying there. And he had the gun and he was going to tell Richie that he was going to frame him for his own sister's murder. Which is stupid because
she didn't die.
No, she didn't die. Next thing you know, they're having brunch.
They were having brunch?
They were having brunch, I assume.
Because they did what?
Well, they screwed because with his head.
But what does that prove? Like, they're like, we showed Richie. Like, what does that prove?
I think it's Halloween capers. That's what I think it is.
What? It's so stupid to me.
It doesn't
Richie
make it.
Richie won't mess with us now.
It's such a red herring.
We scared him.
It's so dumb.
That's the word Taylor uses all the time, red herring.
Yep.
It's true.
It is.
I don't get it.
Well, red herring's a device where to throw you off the
trail. I get that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't get why.
I don't know either. It seems like a big elaborate plan because later on they're offering him a job.
All
Ryan.
All head games. That's right.
Right?
All head games.
He has an offer. He doesn't want to sell his Mickey Mantle baseball card.
Well, here's what happened. This is what happened. Let me take you people back a little bit. For those of y'all who still ain't watching the program, and I understand why, believe me, we watch so you don't have to. That's our slogan.
Yep.
Basically, Aiden is continuing to do a little detective work on this guy, Richie. He wants to figure out what Richie's story is.
Right.
So he goes and he sees the parents of that dead kid that Richie purportedly drowned at camp.
That's right.
So then he talks to the parents, and the parents are like, oh, Richie, we love Richie. He was like a son to us and blah, blah, blah. We even gave him our son's favorite prize, Mickey Mantle rookie card, baseball card.
Yeah, and they had everyone on the team sign that baseball all in the beautiful, innocent blue ink.
That's right. It was. I have to tell you, that baseball kept pretty well. Not nary a smudge, nary a mark.
Well, it's a testament to how good of a detective he is. That in 1 second, he could flip around and just see that signature there.
Well, yeah, because what they said, that the one kid actually accused Richie of actually hurting him.
Tommy.
And he saw there was Tommy Brennan.
That's right. And every year, he sends a card to scare his parents.
Who sends a card, though?
Tommy.
Oh, Tommy does?
Because he's the one that says that he saw Richie drowning.
Right.
Drowning
okay.
The son.
Okay. So then we hear about the card and all that. So then who comes in to the comeback to make up with Babe but Richie with his Mickey Mantle baseball card?
That's right. Ladies love the mantle.
Babe didn't even know what she was looking at. She was like, Mickey who?
No. He's legendary.
I know, but she didn't know. She didn't care. Like, he's giving her this prize card that's worth this gazillion dollars, and she don't care.
No, women love things that they don't understand. I once gave a girl a carburetor. She was so confused, she forgot why she was upset with me in the first place.
Who we talking about now, Babe?
Yeah, let's talk about Babe. I couldn't believe, like, Babe's transformation.
Very different looking, huh?
Like, head to toe. She looks like a different person.
Completely different.
Completely different hair, different face. Her voice is different.
Voice. She all of a sudden has perfect diction.
It's very strange.
It's really weird.
Yeah. She's cute, though.
You think so?
A little bit.
Bobby Bento, I don't like her. She got too much nose surgery.
You don't like her hair.
I don't like her. She got frizzy hair.
It's humid in Pine Valley.
Yeah, but that ain't true.
It's an Indian summer. Give her a break.
It's a bad dye job. That's what I'm saying. It makes her hair burnt. And it's frizzy burnt.
I know what she should do.
What?
She should get a mohawk.
Oh my God, people. You had to see it. It was awful. It was awful.
Awful.
Ava got a mohawk this week, people.
That's right. It was a career move.
Ugh.
Or a way not to get married.
Ugh. Should we wrap up Babe before we talk about Ava?
Sure, let's wrap up Babe.
All right, let's wrap up. So basically what happened is she goes and Richie tries to get her back and he gives her that Mickey Mantle card and then she says, no, I can't take it. She leaves and he says, all right, we'll just keep it. She tries to light it on fire.
I know, she's trying to do it in the shot glass. Fortunately, Tad walked in. I thought she was going to put the ashes in the shot glass. Or as a tribute to Mickey Mantle, a shot to the Yankees.
Maybe so.
Could be.
I can't believe though. Isn't that against safety regulations? Wouldn't Crystal get in trouble from the comeback? Setting fires in the building? There's gotta be some kind of rule.
Possibly. Pine Valley is known for its strict fire code. In fact, that's why it's only built on three sides. So people can make an exit at any time.
Oh God. Well, he's all excited because he got some phone calls about some job, right? Richie did?
That's right. And everyone knows the best kind of interview is a nighttime interview.
Like 10 p.m.
That's right.
Real dark out.
Absolutely.
No, and don't turn the lights on.
No. Don't be worried that there's no one else in the floor or even the building. That security looks at you cockeyed when you sign in. That there's no receptionist, no secretary.
Yeah, no problem.
Just a guy in a chair who swivels around and is Ryan.
Your brother-in-law who you hate.
And he has three things he's going to offer you.
What were those three things, Bobby Bento?
A job contract.
Mm-hmm.
A check for $1 million. That's right.
And what else?
A gun with real bullets this time.
Ay, you're so stupid. It's so out of character for Ryan to have bullets and guns and all that stuff.
He's Superman. He doesn't need guns.
Ugh, that's true. He is Superman. He doesn't need guns. He was good on Dancing with Stars, people. Anyway, it turns out Ryan hires Richie, right?
That's right. So you can keep an eye on him.
It's like I was telling Bobby, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
That's right.
That's how it works in the neighborhood.
And keep your Rolodexes on your desk and your guns in your drawers.
Oh, and then what happened at home? We have Emma and Blandy at home. And Emma comes down, her face all full of cake schmutz.
That's right.
But right before that, you had Richie saying he was going to wreak some havoc tonight.
He was. And he did, again, that jack-o'-lantern grin.
Yep. So it's like the red herring you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see Emma say, I have a bellyache.
That's right. She had all the schmutz on her face. Mm-hmm. And I thought, much like a mongrel, she was eating her own poo. Because if I ate my own poo, I would have a tummy ache and a bunch of schmutz on my face. But I guess because I don't have children, I made an error of judgment.
You know what? That's not a terrible error. That's not a terrible hypothesis. You know what I'm saying? That's a perfectly rational hypothesis. Yeah,
kids are curious. They don't believe everything grown-ups say.
That's right. Especially when they're potty training. They like to play with it sometimes, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's finger paint.
Anyway, so Blandy realizes that Emma got the brownie from Richie. And that he told her to keep it a secret. So then she realizes that, oh, it could be poison. So she goes without a pocketbook.
Right.
Without a coat.
Or car keys even.
Nothing. Nothing. No, nothing. I think a cell phone she had.
It might have all been in the baby carriage.
Yeah, maybe. She grabs Spike, who's got a really bad bowl cut, people.
Yeah, please.
Spike's got a bad bowl cut.
It's worse than the colander cut.
It's worse than the colander cut.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's bad. Terrible. We love Spike so much, but his hair looks bad. So then they go on the elevator, and it stops.
It starts blinking. The lights are all going on. And she calls. She calls Ryan.
Well, that's next week, though, right?
Right. Well, she will be calling Ryan.
She will be calling Ryan. We're supposed to think it's Richie pulling, you know, a stunt, wreaking havoc.
That's right.
Do we think it is?
No.
Thank you.
Please.
So stupid.
So dumb.
Not as stupid as Ava's mohawk.
Good Lord.
Good Lord is right.
Looked like an albino skunk up and died on her skull.
That was pretty bad. We started the week with a Mamza and JR, though, because JR bought a Mamza expensive diamonds.
That's right. Those earrings.
Yes.
A sort of payment. But she didn't buy it.
She knew right away.
She knew. She's got good instincts.
That little girl is smart.
Not smart enough to break up with the bastard.
No. But smart enough to know. And then they have all those sexual innuendos at the beginning of the week.
Yeah. I'm doing a lot of poking and stroking.
Shoving. Shove it in. I don't need you on me. Well, yeah, I do. Ugh.
Gross.
It is creepy.
Please.
Just have sex with the girl. Just shut up your mouth and just have sex. That's what I want to see. I want to see sex.
Solves a lot of problems.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Very much.
Yep.
Amanda suggests that it's Ava that he likes. And she says Ava's trouble. She thinks that JR should use her for his new project. And I agree. That girl is so beautiful and so hot. She's like, I'm hot. And I'm like, yes, you are.
She should do it.
He should have her. It's
painfully obvious.
I think so, too. So then Ava comes to Fusion. They all go to Fusion because it's time for work. And Ava goes to Fusion. And I think she's told JR that she's going to, you know, work this out because she wants to work with JR.
Right.
So she goes to sabotage her thing at Fusion.
That's right. And
go ahead. Tell him, Bobby Pinto.
Well, and then she shows up looking like, it was like a mummy dress or something like that.
Yeah.
Like someone wrapped her up in toilet paper and dipped her in tea. And reveals that monstrosity of a haircut. Jeez.
And she's throwing things before that. Remember she threw that Fusion book or whatever?
That's right. She was having a conniption.
Yeah, she was having a tantrum. And Babe, who is so clever, and Amanda see right through it. They see right through it and they're like, you're not getting out of your contract.
And I thought they were gonna pull the whole piece, too.
Mm-hmm.
They talked to her and they're like, forget it. We're going to yank it. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
And then that guy comes over.
And then you just can't work. People, it's called a non-compete clause. Ava has a non-compete. That's what it is. That's not what it is, Bobby Bento?
I'm not familiar with the...
You never heard a non-compete clause?
No.
It's a non-compete clause. You work for a company, all
right? Okay.
You work for UPS.
All right, I do.
Okay? You probably have in your contract somewhere that you signed for them.
Right.
That when you leave UPS,
yes.
You cannot work for another company such as DHL or FedEx.
Don't!
I'm sorry, Bobby. I'm sorry. He gets very upset, people. I'm sorry, Bobby. All right. Company X or Company Z. Let's put it that way.
My God.
Because they don't want you giving trade secrets.
Where's the loyalty?
So what I'm saying is that they were smart enough. These girls at Fusion were smart enough to put a non-compete in Ava's contract. So now she can't work for another cosmetics company or fashion venture.
Right.
For 10 years or something like that.
What does she do? She gets nude.
She gets naked. I gotta tell you, people, I don't think she looked good. They closed up on her face and she had little pimples.
Well, sure, that's that bald cap itches.
It's true, but she did have a lot of little pimples and really heavy makeup.
I'm wondering if
she's a little pudgy.
Well, she looks like Jem of Jem and the Holograms. I think that's what she was going for.
You think?
I wonder if the mohawk on top of her head matches the mohawk below her belly button.
Oh, people. You knew he was going to go there. Oh, you knew it. I was waiting the whole time. Possibly. It's possible.
No, well, there's a lot of nudity on that show. And we saw... We saw some things that were pretty revealing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
We saw some skin.
Yes, we did. We sure did. So we didn't see much of hers.
No.
They undid the thing.
Yeah.
The mummy thing.
And everyone everyone popped their eyes.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, you didn't see any of her, but they were like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then she did the photo shoot. And I felt bad for Levin Rampin, people. It was so embarrassing, wasn't it? Didn't you think?
I just think it looked stupid.
Man, it looked stupid. Like, she was in her mohawk trying to be all sexy, but she looked retarded.
Well, all they can do is just shoot her head.
I know, it was so bad. Ugh.
I mean, that's not very emotive.
She's trying to be sexy and trying to be, like, cool, and she's got this mohawk, people, and it looks ugly.
She looks like a cross between a mannequin and a bag of cotton candy.
Like, they made it, and I gave birth.
It did.
I don't know. We saw a little Colby and her troublesome teen friend this week, and I didn't like that.
No, anyway, teens are lame.
They are. Well, anyway, long story short, she don't get out of her contract. She makes things even worse. The next day, she goes, and she has lunch with Johnny at the yacht club.
Yes.
Right? And JR and Amanda are there, and he is ranting and raving about Ava. And, like, JR is leering at her.
Well, because he's a hungry guy. They don't. He doesn't like what they have on the menu there. And he looks over and is like, ooh, special of the day.
Delicious. Looks delicious.
It's like, wait, what is that dish that's garnished with watercress on its head? I want some of that.
It was so gross. It reminded me of, like, what was that cartoon? It was Bugs Bunny. Remember when Bugs Bunny was trapped on an island with a real skinny guy and a real fat guy?
Yeah, and then one of them looked like a hot dog, and then one looked like a hamburger.
And they were looking at each other like, ooh, delicious. That's what it reminded me of.
That's true. I mean, he was drooling all over the table.
And then Ava shows Johnny her haircut, and he's like, oh.
I love you, no matter what you do.
No matter what.
Doesn't change my feelings a bit.
You're so crazy.
Let's still get married.
I told Bobby, I said, you know, at this point, Johnny is so whipped, Ava could shit in a box and give it to him. And he'd be like, how cute.
Well, I think I know what it is that, well, what she did with her head, it looks like a veil made of hair. So he probably still felt inspired. She looked like a blushing bride. With a veil of hair.
It is possible. It is revolting. But, you know, it's so funny. The more obstacles she throws out there to get him, to try to get him to dump her, the more he loves her, the cuter he thinks she is.
Well, she's making him work for it.
I guess so.
Smart girl.
I guess so. You know who isn't so smart?
Tell me.
Crystal.
Yeah, she's kind of a nut.
She's a little nutty. She thought that Adam was the one who offered Richie that job. But she went storming over there. To give him what for?
Give a piece of her mind.
Instead.
Got a piece of ass.
He got him some. It was beautiful, people. I love these two. I mean, in the beginning of the week, we had him coming over again as Stuart and pulling hijinks again.
Yeah, please. Enough of that. I'm so tired. Everybody knows it. I mean, the overalls, the Gilligan hat.
I was going to cry a little bit because she had this fantasy that he was going to apologize to her and that they were going to kiss and make up.
Right.
And he doesn't. That does not happen because it's Stuart, quote unquote.
Well, look, I know that the actor that plays Stuart needs work. But the actor that plays Adam needs work too. So I don't see why the two of them that play those two different parts can't just be friends and let the actor that plays Adam have more time.
You would think so, right? It is so rude.
Unions, people. Unions.
Really, really rude.
They're there to protect everybody.
I agree. Anyway, it's kind of funny. So then when she thinks that he's pulling shenanigans to keep Wes in town, she runs over to his house, to the Chandler mansion, to give him what for.
That's right.
Adam Chandler, what are you up to?
And she's threatening him, telling him he should go to hell.
You should go to hell. I hate you.
And he sure would like a glass of water. 'Cause hell is so hot. He's right. Hell's a hot place.
So it's kind of funny. So they, like, have hijinks and yell at each other back and forth. And then Bobby Bentzel, we replayed this, like, 82 times on the high-definition television to see what really happened. Because at one point, she goes to leave, and he doesn't want her to leave. Why did she go to leave again? He yelled at her about something.
Well, she heard enough. She heard enough of his...
But why was he stopping her?
He was stopping her, I think, to keep the argument going. Because he said, you just can't fire a shot and then leave running?
Oh, something like that. Yeah, because he was like trying to tell her that she still loved him and all that, right? Was that what it was?
Yeah, I think he was trying to muster up the courage to say something.
So then he grabs her, and he ends up, she's wearing this adorable little wrap top. And right. He ends up grabbing her so hard that the top unwraps.
Let's go fly a kite.
I mean,
reeling her in.
Absolutely. People, she's wearing a beautiful orange bra, right? Like red orange black bra. And
yeah,
she's
it was. Beautiful. Nice cut there.
She, yes. And he's not just talking about the bra, because she looked beautiful.
She did.
She was gorgeous. She has a beautiful body. And he saw her, and he grabbed her, and she tries to let go, and then they start kissing and making out, making love. I was so happy.
It was unbelievable.
But what was really unbelievable was how he tore off that wrap top.
Looked a little planned.
We replayed it. Tell him, Bobby. We replayed it. What happened?
It was clear that as she was running away, his eyes drifted downward.
Right. Looking for the spot.
With his right hand, he grabs the tassel.
The little tie.
Starts pulling.
Pulling it as hard as he can.
As hard as he can.
To make sure it comes out.
And switches hands with the tassel to the left. And then throwing the tassel as far away from his body as possible.
You people gotta rewind because it's exactly what happened. It was so.
Whatever funny. Happened to red wine and some Dean Martin? Isn't that a way you peel off a woman's clothes?
That's right.
Not ripping them off.
Not some dumbass wrap top.
Like she was like some kind of package.
It was like the Ava thing all over again. It was like Ava's mummy dress.
Oh, that's right.
It really was.
Maybe they have a theme going.
I think they do have a theme going. But people, the making out was hot, and if they don't get together, I'm going to kill somebody. We deserve it. The fans deserve it. I don't got much else. I got Hannah and Josh, who are very smoking hot. That's it. Do you like Hannah?
Hannah's all right. I did like her. That actress was in one of those B movies. Where she was in Ireland, and I guess she was bitten by a werewolf.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Was she? Not American Werewolf in London.
No. This is one of them straight-to-video things.
Oh, I gotta IMDb that.
Yeah, you'll see it. She has a lot of...
Stacey Haydick. I love her.
Adam saw Stacey Haydick disrobe as well.
That's right. And that was another thing that cut out on my high definition television when the power went out. What happened?
Well, Adam is dilly-dallying around.
But she was talking to Josh first, though, right?
She was. She was talking to Josh. They did a little kissy face.
But they didn't really kiss people. It was a tease kiss. Remember?
Oh, it was a peck.
It was so hot, people. I was dying.
It was good. Little innuendo with the handcuffs and whatnot.
He goes to kiss her, and he says, "I'll see you at the office." You don't kiss her. Taylor does him much better. I can't imitate him.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
I'll work up to it.
All right. You gotta do it.
But he leaves. Door closes. Knock at the door. I don't think it's Josh. I really don't. And who is it? It's Adam.
She seems to think it is because she drops a towel for him, right?
Well, he just won't leave. He's pestering her.
Oh, that's why she did it.
Yeah, she said,
like, "Oh, I love that girl."
Well, if you're just going to hang around here, and then she drops her towel.
I love that girl. Who I don't love? Troublesome teens. Go away. I hate you.
The backward caps. The use of the word dude.
Thank you.
Look, I understand they want to appeal to the CW demographic, but those kids are in high school.
Like the writers at All My Children, I'm trying to like their work. It's like they like writing an idea of what teens are like. Like a really cartoony idea, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they should find a van that's mysterious and go solve a crime.
And maybe have a talking dog.
Yeah. Throw a dog in.
A talking dog would be great. Maybe some shaggy-haired friends.
Or a kid that eats its own poo.
Well, I think that's about it, people. That wraps it up for us. If you like to contact us, you can email us at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com, or you can go to our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/pinevalleypodcast, or you can even just bypass all of that and go to our website, www.pinevalleypodcast.com. I would like to thank you for joining us this week, Bobby Bento.
It was my pleasure, Ashley.
It was wonderful to have you. I hope that your hip feels better.
I hope so, too.
You can still watch All My Children with Me on my couch if you like.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
I'm your guest, Bobby Bento.
And here's a little something just for you.
Have some great writing for the two of you. Oh, it's just so funny.
They
and it's just
do.
You guys bring so much life to that show. There's a lot Thanks, of drama hi. And tragedy going on.
Yeah, there
it's
is.
It's nice to
yeah.
see a little comedic relief.
I love
sure.
working with David. I said that last time.
You have so much chemistry, and it's so great because, you know, I haven't really seen him in a storyline really in a long time prior yeah. to mm-hmm. you two hooking up. And I mean, did you know that this was going to be magic?
Oh no, I didn't know that. But I was just so hoping to work with him. I mean, they toyed with it when I first came on the show, had a little kiss, and then that was it. So I'm just thrilled to be working with him, and I think he likes working with me. We're having fun.